Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Inside your pocket on Kaya Biz.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. And of course, it's about 13 minutes to go before 8 o'clock. And it's our Thursday edition of the show where we look to wind things down after our Pivot Point feature. A good friend of the show, Michael Zahariv, is the co-founder of Luxity and often joins us to help us understand what is happening within the pre-loved luxury goods market in South Africa. Michael, such a pleasure to have you with us. And thank you so much for your patience, sir.
Oh, great to be back and chatting to you once again.
Fantastic. Always excited to speak to you. And it's been really intriguing, Michael, because last time we touched base, we are aware that we're in a very bleak economic climate, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the luxury goods environment feels the same pinch. Or has there been a change to these updates and the numbers?
Well, I think when we're looking globally, what we've recently seen is that a lot of the global, you know, what's driving the global recovery in luxury or the global growth, which is the Asian market, is really struggling to recover. You know, we're seeing a lot of economic crises in China, primary market of these, you know, luxury brands, which is really slowing the growth of some of the brands. LVMH just reporting the other day, 3% growth. Kering is looking at a 10% decrease this year, which has sent the share tumbling this year. So definitely the luxury industry is feeling, you know, a little bit of uncertainty, but overall it's still performing relatively well, even with the only 3% that Louis Vuitton or LVMH group has reported. The share price is up on that information following a record year last year.
And I think it's really important for us to look at this in context, right? Because it's not just how South Africans' pockets are performing, but what we're seeing right across the globe. And as you're highlighting, there are pressure points from luxury markets. Does this also play an influence in our behavior as South Africans? So do we follow the lead of the US, China, and other peers?
Well, I'd like to believe it's actually the opposite that's happening. Mm. So what we're seeing is that, you know, this relatively strong market for growth, which is Asia, is starting to slow down. It has its own issues. And recently it was reported that Africans, as a percentage of their earnings, spend relatively more on luxury goods than any other nation. Obviously, that's in relation to our earnings, but it's important because it shows where the growth really is going to come for these luxury brands. And the fact that these relatively safe growth markets are starting to prove some difficulty adds hope that they're going to invest in Africa, which, you know, as far as luxury brands are concerned, is quite sparse where they're available. So we're seeing quite a lot of interest in development around some of the malls which offer luxury brands, and a lot more interest in a lot more luxury brands coming to Africa. So we're hoping that the accessibility of luxury brands in Africa starts to grow over the next 2 to 3 years.
On that note, how are South Africans paying for this?
Well, I think that, you know, at the same time, we read a lot of, let's say, contradicting information. We see one article saying so many millionaires have left South Africa in the last year. And then just yesterday, Vogue Business published an article saying Cape Town is the next luxury market to watch, with so many millionaires said to flock to Cape Town. So I think there's a lot of contradictory information. Although, yes, of course, a lot of local millionaires are leaving South Africa, there's still a lot of growth in specifically in the wealthy elite, and a lot of wealthy elite looking at South Africa as a premium destination. So, you know, again, with luxury, we're talking a very niche segment of the population. So we have to look at, you know, what are the factors affecting that niche segment and what is specifically going on in that niche segment. And yes, although there is some, you know, issues with the political climate and the economy, there is also a lot of upside with a lot of foreigners looking to South Africa as a great destination.
That's actually very good news. And I'm keen to understand if there's particular product subsets that might be performing well. I know we commonly talk about the shoes and the handbags. Is that still part of the trend in terms of popularity or fastest moving products?
Certainly. And I think one of the things that's actually happened in the last little bit is because of the high demand, which we spoke about last year. And I think we mentioned how there have been you know, these very fast escalations of prices from the brands to try, you know, keep that exclusivity. What we've seen is that there's been a huge, you know, just as an example, Chanel handbag, which was trading pre-pandemic at 100,000 Rand, which sounds like a huge premium, is now trading at 200,000. Wow. So there's been this huge price increases. And what we've realized is a lot of people are starting to go off of purchasing new. They've actually realized that, you know, it's unsustainable, especially at our local currency, to keep purchasing these new items at these increasing prices. So there's definitely been a bigger shift towards pre-owned, which has been very promising for us.
This is quite intriguing. And I'm keen to understand, Michael, if, again, as you've mentioned, they're often popular brands that we've discussed on the back of reports, the Chanels, the Louis Vuittons, the Gucci's that continue to do well. Are we finding that there might be new entrants to the luxury market, new, I guess, to the South African market specifically, but not necessarily from a global point of view, where there's a heightened level of interest?
So when we look at the data over the last 6 months, one of the interesting categories that has started to emerge is really the resale of luxury jewelry. Oh. So we're talking Cartier, we're talking Tiffany & Co. But something that's even more interesting that, and that surprised us is we recently added Browns, which you'll know is a local luxury jewelry brand. And it's the first local luxury brand we've added onto our platform. And the demand for it has been as high as some of the international brands. So I think that's quite promising. First of all, one, we've seen this increase in the luxury jewelry space, and two, that we have a local competitor that can really hold its own against the international competitors. And then, of course, something that's quite interesting as well is that Van Cleef & Arpels, which is maybe a brand no one has really heard of in South Africa, is one of the most searched for on our website. Again, another luxury jewelry brand not available in South Africa.
This is so interesting. And does it also mean that when new luxury brands penetrate the market that, I guess, the cost comes in slightly higher, again, based on the back of scarcity of the product or a lack of knowledge and exclusivity around it?
Yes, certainly. Of course, you know, with any market, it's all about supply and demand. And what we see in South Africa, specifically with many brands which are in high demand, like Chanel, Hermes, Van Cleef & Arpels, even Cartier, which is only really available in Johannesburg, the demand is so high that it drives the prices up. In fact, we found that in Cape Town, we have a much higher search rate for Cartier, even though there's no Cartier store in Cape Town. Wow. So certainly, you know, it's quite an interesting market, because where the supply is doesn't necessarily follow the demand. And because these are luxury brands, you know, that aren't that attuned to South Africa, and it's not that primary a market of them, the, you know, the realization of how to expand and where to invest is a lot slower than you'd expect in a traditional business. Mm.
To close off with, Michael, I'm intrigued to find out what kind of traffic trends you've seen in the first quarter of this year at some of your stores and even online, given the South African market at the moment.
Well, I think recently we did a discovery into, you know, what Cape Townians are purchasing versus Joburg. And there certainly is a trend where Cape Townians are a lot more into the quieter brands, Chanel, and purchasing much more high value items, where your Johannesburgs are a lot more fashionistas. They're looking for the louder brands, something that's very obvious. And they're looking to buy multiple items a month. But what's also quite interesting, and like I said, there's a lot of contradictions in the news, is there's a lot of talk about the Cape Town economy growing much faster, the spend and the you know, the wealthier individuals moving or semigrating to Cape Town. But what we're seeing is Sandton City, where we're based, is still much more prominent than the V&A in terms of the spend per shopper. So although there is all this talk about, you know, a lot of the millennials moving to Cape Town, that's where the future of luxury and wealthier spend is going to be, it still is very small in comparison to Johannesburg. Mm-hmm. The wealth still remains there, and we don't see that changing in the very, you know, short term.
Joburg is my home and I love it for luxury as well, but I like the quiet luxury and the lifestyle that Cape Town offers. So, geez, Michael, putting me in a tough position here if one had to choose.
You're planning to emigrate sometime soon then.
Oh, I'd love to. I definitely think it's on the cards, yeah, to find a balance there. But it's something we'll keep you updated on, and maybe I'll also monitor the shopping trends of Cape Townians and South and Joburgers in these different markets. Michael, it's always a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you so much.
Great chatting to you.
Much appreciated, Michael. That's Michael Zahariv, who's the co-founder of Luxity. If you haven't heard of Luxity just yet, it is South Africa's largest pre-owned luxury reseller, both online as well as retail stores that they have in South African cities.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.